came out of the air. I don't know where it came from. It just like appeared, sweeties. Hello, Audio Boo. It is 2053 on Tuesday, the 6th of July. And Ella is knocking a imitation golf ball around the floor with golf clubs, and I think she's probably firing pens out the top of one of the golf clubs at the moment, which is not good. Just consumed... you're trying to get your pens in? Okay. Just consumed a... what I think is a new Copperberg, the Summer Fruits one. It's actually quite nice. It's not nowhere near as good as the strawberry or the mixed fruit, but it's sort of got a bit of a hint of both of them. A little bit of a... I was going to say a weaker version, but actually it's 4.5%. I think they've actually taken the pear one and then added a little bit of fruit to it, a little bit of mixed fruit to it, and called it Summer Fruits, just so they can sort of ensnare that Copperberg pear drinker who really likes the pear 4.5 kick. Still working on drafts. I've been working on two drafts today. One of them to do with the Buddies podcast and about redistributing MP3s in a different bitrate to different destinations, so they've got different RSS feeds for different devices. This is sort of like a blanket covering of different devices so that people might not download the existing 40, 50 meg ones, but might download a smaller version because they've got enough bandwidth or it's fast enough or whatever. So in the process of doing that, we're also looking at taking a master video and being able to serve that out to a number of places. Postgres does that to a certain degree for videos up to 100 meg, but then we've got a bit of a problem for videos above 100 meg in that we don't get it automatically distributed. So we need a little bit of a system for that. It's very simple, really. We just load up the video to a destination. It might be FTPing that file to somewhere, and then have a little watcher program grab that FTP out of the folder, send it to a variety of different destinations, get feedback from those destinations that it's been processed and done, and grab the link that's returned from the API from the job that's completed. And yeah, all nice and dandy. And then I guess we can also do a little bit of an API lookup for hits and statistics from them different destinations where that video is. So nice little, you know, nice little distribution and transcoding system in the works, which was always going to be a modular thing, but I'm actually realizing that they're probably better off standalone. Apart from that, I've also been doing a little blog about GIFGab, which is this SIM card in the UK. It's actually on the O2 network, and I've also been having a look at Swiftly. What was it, Swiftly or Swipely? Swipely, which is this almost like Twitter for payments, in terms of when you pay for something, when you swipe your card to pay for something, it also it tracks it. What? Ella's saying something about Swipey or something, or I don't know. But I've been playing around with that, and got a little bit of a draft blog post regarding that. And I'm going to put Ella to bed in the next 3 minutes, because she's now brandishing a yellow thing with red bits on the end of it, which has bells in it and is going to cause annoyances. That's it, really. Still on the Android HTC Hero. Got that still on trial. I've got my money back finally from O2 Recycle for my iPhone 3G. And I'm just saving those pennies to get the iPhone 4 now. Missing my iPhone, I've got to admit. So I'm looking forward to getting a new one and getting back to some old school Audio Boost styly in the speed and interface that I much prefer. Anyway, that's it. Speak to you all later.